With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Some of Israel's closest European allies pressing now for a ceasefire. The UK government first abstained at a UN General Assembly vote calling for a truce last week. Now, London is saying they back it. The UK and German foreign ministers say too many civilians have been killed. Their French counterpart also pushed for a ceasefire over the weekend. London is already expected to come under, or Israel expected to come under pressure to end the war's most intense phase. The closest allies, the United States. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be on the scene tomorrow. After Israel destroys Hamas, it will likely take on Hezbollah in the north. The former commander of U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, says victory will not be easy.
This is going to be a brutal fight. It'll be, I think, very much akin in terms of casualty numbers on population-adjusted basis to what you saw in Europe in both the First and Second World War.
Also at srnnews.com, major storm continues to move up the East Coast with strong winds and precipitation dumping up to 5 inches of rain when it went through Florida. There, it caused cancellation of a number of parades and other holiday events. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the storm is moving up from the south and will bring some very rough conditions for those in New England.
Gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour for some of the inland locations from Washington to New York and Boston. And then for the coast, anywhere along the coast from New Jersey, Long Island, southern New England into Maine, some of those wind gusts could be 50, 60 miles an hour.
And this is SRN News. A new look at America's spiritual condition.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, but not religious. 10% are religious, but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's State Athletic Board fining a high school and put it on probation after a boy was allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team. Monarch High has been fined $16,000 for violating a 2021 law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis that bars males from competing against females in public school sports. The male student played 33 games the last two seasons. This is SRN News. Well, the fight against drunk driving goes on.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has announced it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place, requiring the technology in all new passenger vehicles. Such devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed by Congress in 2021. John Scott reporting.
Authorities are saying it was one massive fire. A Southern California church destroyed by the blaze just hours before a Christmas play and a toy giveaway was set to begin. Los Angeles County Fire Department says firefighters arrived at Victory Outreach Church about 3 o'clock Sunday morning. Firefighters attacked it but were eventually pushed back. No one was hurt. More details at srnnews.com.